On today's Technobabble, the troubleshooting technique of simpling it down.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with church video and graphic design. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions, leave your comments, etc., so just do that below the video. That's a great way to do it. Or you can always do it by heading over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, if you're listening to the audio, for example, or you can hit me up, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Either way is fine. So, last week we started a series on troubleshooting, and so I thought that I would go through some of the techniques that I've learned over the years about how to make things easier, how to find the root cause of problems so that you don't try and fix the wrong thing. So, this is a great technique if you don't know for sure where the problem is in the signal chain. So, think of it this way. When you're doing either video or audio, the signal has to get from the source to the final destination. And so, if you've got a problem somewhere in there, doesn't matter where, the signal won't get there. So let's imagine that you come in to church, it's practice night, or no one else is there, and you're doing an upgrade or something, and all of a sudden you notice, the computer's on, the projector's on, but the signal from the computer isn't making it to the projector. Now, likely you don't have a single cable between those two. Likely you have maybe a distribution amplifier and a monitor. Then maybe you've got a set of Balans, some Cat5 in between, and maybe there are two projectors and there's another distribution amplifier. So it's a very complex system. Any one of those things could be causing your problem. So let's start with this. As a troubleshooting technique, let's simple it down. So what I mean by that is, let's get the minimum possible configuration that you need. So what's the minimum possible configuration that you need? Well, probably a computer to a display. So if you've got an extra display, don't use brand new cables, try and use existing cables in the installation. So if you had a computer to a distribution amplifier and so on, go computer, take the cable from the computer that was going to the distribution amplifier, you might call it a splitter, and connect that directly to a monitor. Do you get signal then? If you do, you know the computer's good, the monitor's good, and the cable is good. Those are three good things. You can depend on those. Okay, so you know those are good. Now start adding things back in. First thing I would add back in, the distribution amplifier. Because what that's supposed to do is it's supposed to amplify the signal, then split it. So it should be the case that the signal is just as strong on the output side as it is on the input side. Try that. Does that work? Good. You know that that's good now. If it doesn't work, wait a second. Maybe it's the distribution amplifier, or maybe it's one of the cables that you added back in. So you see how that works? You make the minimum usable system, bypassing nearly everything, and then you start adding the next piece in that will make it work. Sometimes you're going to have to add in two pieces. That's just the nature of the beast. But a lot of times you can just add one piece at a time and see where the problem arises, and you go, oh, well, it's not the computer and it's not the projector after all, it's something else. So that's my first technique that I want to give you, is simple it down. Come back next week and I'll talk about the short leash test. If you like this content, don't hesitate to join my email newsletter, because I think that you'll like it. You'll find other tips and tricks like this one, and just useful things about what's going on here at TrinityDigitalMedia.com. You'll also like my online store, so head on over to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/store, because I know what it's like to search all over the internet to find information, only to get a piece here, a piece there, and those don't exactly go together because they're in totally different situations. No problem. For certain areas of church tech, I've collated all the information and created resources that will help you spend more time with your family, spend more time doing ministry, and get better at what you're already doing using technology in your ministry. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.